Have you ever felt like you're waiting for something more in life, like a deep promise or a blessing that hasn't yet come to pass? What if I told you that the biggest mistake you're making right now is not fully tapping into the promises that God has already made for your life? You've been searching, asking, and maybe even doubting, but the answer could be right in front of you. You just need to know how to receive it. Listen, this isn't another vague motivational video. This message holds the key to unlocking the powerful promises God has spoken over your life. But here's the catch. You need to stay with me until the very end, because each step, each section, will build on the last. Miss one part, and you might miss out on how God is working behind the scenes right now to bless you beyond your imagination. I promise you, by the end of this video, you'll walk away with a fresh perspective and practical steps to receive what God has already promised you. So don't click away. This might just be the breakthrough you've been waiting for. God's promises are divine declarations, commitments He has made to His people. But these aren't just nice-sounding phrases or distant blessings. They are powerful, unbreakable truths. The Bible is filled with these promises. From Genesis to Revelation, God continuously reassures His people that He is with them, providing guidance, protection, and hope. What makes God's promises so special is their reliability. Unlike human promises, which can be broken or forgotten, God's word never fails. Isaiah 55:11 tells us that God's word will not return to Him void. It will accomplish what He desires. This means that once God has spoken a promise, it is as good as done. His promises are not dependent on circumstances or how good you are. They are based solely on His character and faithfulness. Consider the covenant God made with Noah, marked by a rainbow, His promise never to flood the earth again. Or think of His promise to Abraham, that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars. These are not mere stories. They are reminders that God's word is true, yesterday, today, and forever. God's promises anchor us in times of uncertainty. They are the unshakable foundation of our faith, and understanding them is the first step in unlocking them for your own life. Now that we understand what God's promises are, how do you recognize which ones are meant for you personally? This is where many people struggle. They know God is good and that He has promises for His people, but they aren't sure how to discern what He is speaking into their lives specifically. The first step is prayer. Prayer isn't just about asking God for things, it's a two-way conversation. When you pray with an open heart, God speaks to you. His voice may come through a scripture, through a moment of peace, or even through circumstances in your life. To hear God, you must slow down and listen. Quiet your heart, block out distractions, and ask God to reveal the promises He has for you. In addition to prayer, immerse yourself in scripture. The Bible is filled with God's promises, but some of them will resonate with you more than others. When a verse stands out, it's not by accident. It's often the Holy Spirit highlighting something specific for you in this season. That's how God speaks, through His word. In your daily life, stay sensitive to how God is working. He may confirm a promise through a conversation with a friend or a sermon that seems perfectly timed. The more you seek His voice, the clearer His promises will become. Once you start recognizing these promises, faith becomes the key to seeing them fulfilled. Faith is the bedrock upon which all of God's promises are received. Without faith, even the clearest promises can seem distant or unreachable. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. It's believing in God's promises, even when there's no visible evidence. Throughout the Bible, faith is the common denominator in receiving God's promises. Take Abraham, for example. God promised him that he would be the father of many nations. But at the time, he and his wife Sarah were old and had no children. Yet, Abraham believed. His faith was so strong that he didn't doubt, even when the situation seemed impossible. Another powerful example is the story of the Israelites. When God promised them the land of Canaan, it wasn't handed to them easily. They had to march around the walls of Jericho for 7 days before they saw the walls fall. Their faith was tested, but their persistence in believing what God had said led to the fulfillment of the promise. Faith is active, not passive. It's about trusting God's word and acting as if the promise is already yours, even when you don't see it yet. Faith.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Moves mountains, and it's the foundation on which you'll receive every promise that God has for you. Faith, though crucial, must be accompanied by obedience. If you believe in God's promises, but live out of alignment with His will, you block yourself from fully receiving those blessings. It's like knowing there's a treasure waiting for you, but walking in the opposite direction. When you align your life with God's will, you position yourself to receive His promises. Obedience isn't about legalism. It's about living in sync with God's heart and direction for your life. It's trusting that His ways are higher than yours and choosing to follow Him, even when it's difficult. Think of the story of Jonah. God gave him a specific direction, but he ran the other way. It wasn't until Jonah aligned his actions with God's will that he saw the fullness of what God was doing. Not only in his life, but in the lives of others. To align with God's will, start with the small things. Ask yourself, am I living in a way that reflects the values God holds? This could mean adjusting your mindset, changing habits, or even letting go of something that's holding you back spiritually. The more you align your actions with God's desires, the more you open your heart to receive His promises. One of the hardest parts of receiving God's promises is waiting. God's timing is perfect, but it rarely matches our own. We live in a world that wants everything instantly, but God often works through seasons of preparation, growth, and waiting. Think of Abraham, who waited decades for the promised son, Isaac, or Joseph, who endured betrayal, slavery, and imprisonment before he saw the fulfillment of the dreams God gave him. These men waited years, but they trusted that God would be faithful to His word. Waiting is not wasted time. It's during these seasons that God prepares us for the promises He has in store. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit, and it grows in times of waiting. When you trust in God's timing, you develop character, endurance, and a deeper reliance on Him. In the waiting, God is refining you, preparing both you and the promise. He knows the perfect moment to bring everything together. Until then, patience and perseverance are your best allies. Doubt and fear are the greatest enemies of faith and can block you from receiving God's promises. These negative emotions creep in, especially when the wait seems long or circumstances look impossible. But doubt is a tool of the enemy, meant to shake your faith and derail you from God's plans. Even the strongest believers have faced moments of doubt. Think of Peter walking on water. When he kept his eyes on Jesus, he did the impossible. But as soon as he doubted and focused on the storm, he began to sink. Doubt distracts you from God's power, while faith keeps you anchored. The key to overcoming doubt and fear is to remind yourself of God's past faithfulness. Look back at moments when God has come through for you or others. Declare His promises over your life. Speak them out loud when doubt tries to creep in. Remember, fear has no power in the presence of faith. God's love drives out fear. Trusting His character and promises will enable you to stand firm against any doubt. You can move forward in confidence, knowing that nothing can block what God has promised, unless you allow doubt and fear to take root. Prayer is one of the most powerful tools you have in receiving God's promises. Prayer is not just a way to ask for things, it's a direct line of communication with God, where you can align your heart with His will. The Bible tells us in James 5, verse 16, that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. When you pray according to God's will, you invite Him to act in your life. But prayer is more than just words. It's about relationship. It's in those moments of intimacy with God that He often reveals His promises, strengthens your faith, and gives you the endurance to wait. Look at the example of Hannah, who prayed fervently for a child. Her prayers were not answered instantly, but she didn't stop. In time, God fulfilled His promise, and she gave birth to Samuel, one of the greatest prophets in Israel's history. Prayer opens the door for God's promises to be realized. Through prayer, You not only ask for God's promises, but you align your heart with His will, allowing those promises to manifest in the right time and season. Living with expectation is vital in receiving God's promises. When you expect God to move, you act in faith, and your life begins to reflect that expectation. Expectation fuels your actions, your prayers, and even your attitude. Biblical figures like David lived with great expectation. Even before he became king, he expected God to fulfill his word. David faced giants and challenges, but he never stopped believing that God's promises would come to pass. That expectation was what pushed him forward. When you live with expectation, you wake up every day believing that God is working on your behalf. You look at challenges as opportunities for God to show up. Your prayers become bold, and your mindset shifts from waiting passively to anticipating what God will do next. Living with expectation is like planting seeds in faith. You may not see immediate results, but you trust that growth is happening beneath the surface. Keep your heart filled with hope and your eyes fixed on God's promises, knowing that He will bring them to pass. Gratitude is essential when it comes to receiving God's promises. It may seem simple, but giving thanks opens the door to more blessings. When you acknowledge what God has already done, you show that you are ready for even greater things. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 to give thanks in all circumstances. Gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what God has already provided. It opens your eyes to the small victories and everyday blessings, reminding you that God is always at work in your life. Remember the story of the 10 lepers? Only one came back to thank Jesus after being healed, and because of his gratitude, Jesus told him that his faith had made him whole. Gratitude doesn't just acknowledge the past, it paves the way for the future. Start each day by thanking God, not just for the big things, but for every small moment where His hand is evident. As you cultivate a heart of gratitude, you create an environment where God's promises can flourish. One of the most powerful ways to solidify God's promises in your life is to share your testimony. When you testify about what God has done, it not only strengthens your faith, but also encourages others to trust in God's promises for themselves. The Bible emphasizes the importance of testimony. Revelation 12:11 says, "They triumphed over Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Your testimony is a weapon against doubt, fear, and disbelief. It reminds you and others of God's faithfulness. When you share your story, you glorify God. You become a living example of His promises fulfilled, and that brings hope to others who are still waiting on their breakthrough. It doesn't have to be a grand story. Sometimes the simplest testimony of how God moved in your life can ignite faith in someone else. Build a community of faith by sharing your testimony. Let others see how God's promises have come to pass in your life, and watch as your story inspires others to trust in His goodness. Your testimony is a gift that multiplies hope. God's promises are waiting for you, ready to be received. By understanding His promises, recognizing them in your life, and aligning yourself with His will, you are positioning yourself for a life of blessing. Trust in His timing, overcome doubt, and live with bold expectation. Pray without ceasing and give thanks in every season. Finally, share your testimony and watch how it strengthens both your faith and the faith of those around you. Let's close with this prayer. Father, I thank You for Your promises. Help me to walk in faith, align my life with Your will, and trust in Your timing. Strengthen me in the waiting, and may I see Your promises fulfilled in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Stay connected, stay faithful, and watch as God's promises come to life in ways you never imagined. Share your testimony, and let's build a community of faith together. If you want to stay closer to God, subscribe to our channel. If this message resonated with you, take a moment to reflect and share your thoughts below. And don't forget to like it and share it with someone who needs to hear it today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.